Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Chiara Pazzelli from the 75th edition of the Venice International Film Festival, and today we talk about 28 Times Cinema with Madara.
Yes.
Okay, great. I got the pronunciation. Who represents Latvia in this year's edition of the project? Welcome to Fred, Madara.
Thank you.
Madara.
I mean, you can do both ways.
It's okay.
Fine.
I guess I'm not the first who pronounced it wrong.
I'm sorry. Used even to the other option right now, but this time, so.
Okay.
Whatever.
Thank you. So, first of all, tell our listeners more about this project. I mean, what you are expected to do, and also now we are at the end of this experience. Do you think that the expectations are met? Do you feel satisfied about what you did?
Yeah. So actually, just I will ask from about the last question that you asked. Actually, I think the expectations were kind of surpassed even for me, because actually we had to do quite a lot more than I thought we would. But basically, so the project is 28 Times Cinema, which just collects people, young people, cinema goers, cinema viewers from European countries. From each country, there's one representative who is asked to come here. And so the main thing that we were doing all of this during those 2 weeks is just we were the jury for GDA Award, which just today we came to the conclusion and the award. So that was the main thing that we were doing. But also there was Lux Prize Films, which is also another thing that we will have to do after we go back to our country. We will just be the ambassadors for the prize and just try to connect these films with the people and cinema goers there. Just to kind of introduce them to the films, because we've seen all three of them, like the finalists. So that's another thing that we were doing here.
And what about instead the workshops that you attend?
Yeah, we also had workshops. So we were just split in different groups, different workshops. So just like, of course, taking into consideration what are our interests and etc. And I actually was into the subtitles.
Oh, workshop. Great. I was waiting for you.
something else. So I was into the subtitles workshop, which actually was really, really interesting.
Yeah.
It was really interesting because I have experience with that. I've like translated subtitles. I've also been like,
you are sort of fan subber, or you do it for a job?
I do it for a job.
Okay,
it's
great.
Actually work in cinema also, just like as a casting person. And then when I don't have projects, I just do the
subtitles.
Yeah, exactly. Because I mean, you know, it's fun. You can do it whatever from whichever place. So. And because of that, I obviously got into the subtitles workshop, and it was really, really interesting because we actually got more into stuff that I didn't thought we would get into, and it was what kind of surprised me the most. There were a lot of other things, but what kind of surprised me was the most were the way how, because I've never met these kind of circumstances, but subtitling for blind or for deaf people, and that was really, really interesting. Like subtitling for the deaf
and audio then, description
for the blind. So that was really, really interesting.
Yeah,
really interesting.
This is accessibility.
Yes,
basically.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can understand what you are saying, because I have kind of background in this field, and so I audio describe theatrical performances.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
that's so interesting.
I do, and so yes, I was waiting for you, because so far none of you attended this kind of workshop, because I think that this topic is not so much popular. I mean, when you have to choose between between subtitling and festival headache, what was the other one? Madara, I'd like to know where the passion for cinema comes from.
Actually, it's kind of hard to be honest. I don't really, because I've been really enjoying cinema like since I was a kid. It's just that I guess for me it's the thing is that I was really, I come from a small place, like in the Latvia countryside. And because of that, I didn't really have the opportunity to go to the cinema, like to see films on the big screen, mm-hmm. or to be on or see how it is, you know, done, how the films are, you know, made. That was just something that I never could imagine that I could do. And actually the fact that, but I was really, really into cinema. I was just watching everything that I could at home. I was reading about it. I was, you know, talking with the people who were also interested online about the films. So it was just kind of like me, myself, just trying to get to know the things that were kind of unapproachable for me at that time. And then I started studying in the big city, mm-hmm. And I chose to study production of film and theater. So basically production of film and theater.
So you kind of have a background in cinema related subjects,
yes.
disciplines.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. And then I started also working with the cinema and being on the set, which kind of completely, of course, changed my perception of
so
it.
What do you do on the set? I mean, what would you become in the field of cinema?
Yeah, right now I'm working as a casting person.
Okay.
So basically like a casting manager,
mm-hmm.
Helping with actors, with extras mainly, which is like the biggest headache on the set for me. But yeah, so that's what I'm doing right now. I actually haven't done it for that long, for like 2 years, I think,
mm-hmm.
because this year I only graduated from the bachelor's program. So, but yeah, that's about it. So that's why it's kind of like the cinema for me is, it's there's first of all just the joy of watching it and just, you know, being the consumer of it, and also just being a part of the making and to kind of understand how it's done from the other
different
side.
Different perspective.
Yes, exactly.
Different perspective.
Exactly.
So Madara, thank you so much for your interview, and this is Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.